I'm Brian Turner with Lake 88, and I'm absolutely pleased and very privileged today to be joined by Jennifer Irwin, curator of the Carlton Place and Beckwith Heritage Museum. And I've always known that this museum was a hidden gem, and we'd like to share that and the reasons why that is. So I'm going to turn it over to Jennifer, and we're just going to ask, what makes the museum in Carlton Place a hidden gem?
Thanks so much for having me, first of all. It is a hidden gem, and I wish it wasn't quite so hidden. I think the biggest reason people don't know about our museum is that it's not on the main street in town. So if you're lucky enough to discover Bridge Street in Carlton Place, you're not going to stumble on us. You have to be looking for us. Our museum is hidden away in a residential section on the north side of town, but it's in a really significant building. The building that we're in was built as the first town hall in 1872, and then later it was a school for over 100 years. So there's a lot to tell just about the building, let alone the town.
And we hear that a lot. We talk about a lot of institutions and facilities in small towns in Lanark County. They may be small, but they're mighty. And when it comes to the museum, you've got a lot of depth of historical artifacts and documents. And obviously, you can only display a certain amount at a time, but you have got a lot of the story from Carlton Place's early days onwards.
We do. I think at last count, we have close to 14,000 artifacts. So that includes three-dimensional things, but also photographs, archival documents. We've been lucky enough to have all these things donated by people from town or that their ancestors lived in town. I think we've purchased two items. The rest have all been donated. And because it's a small town, things don't often travel so far, so it's easier. Things are still hiding in attics and basements, and they find their way to us.
And like a lot of museums, you highlight certain historical eras of the town from time to time in special exhibits and projects. I can remember attending when you talked about and had displays on clothing and costuming of through the eras and of different social groups in the community throughout history. So there's always the opportunity to discover new things, even though you may have visited this hidden gem times before.
Definitely. We try to change our exhibits twice a year. We've got a permanent gallery that stays the same. But yes, we have the opportunity to show new things twice a year. And sometimes it'll be one item that launches an exhibit. We found a few years ago, we found a collection of condoms from a local drugstore. And they had the most amazing packaging, great graphics of pigs and crazy things. And somehow that grew into an exhibit called Underwear and Unmentionables. And that was our most popular exhibit to date. Kind of the sordid stories of Carlton Place. It was fun.
Well, we're on that topic of sordid stories. I wanted to talk a little bit about a venture of cooperation that you just recently finished with two very well-known organizations, Heritage Ottawa and Carleton University.
That's right.
They launched the Virtual Museum of Heritage Ottawa just a few weeks ago, and the first municipality, the first town, the first series of buildings and peoples they decided to talk about were those people and buildings in Carlton Place and discuss the built environment. That was a very interesting project, and now it's available for people to view. They can see they can see all the exhibits online, and they can see the presentations made by the graduate students. And tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is a project we've been working on almost 3 years. It's the fourth year students of the Carleton University Theory of Architecture, I believe. I hope I'm getting that right. So it's a virtual museum. So what it is you can go into this website and see different buildings that they've highlighted in town. But it's got lots of layers. So, for instance, there's the town hall, which is an obvious choice. But they dig further. They talk about the fire department that used to be in the building. They go up in the clock tower and look at signatures on the walls. So every image that you click on takes you deeper into a different story and goes off in all directions. And I think there's 10 buildings 10 little exhibits at this point. So there's so much information on this website, and the students did an amazing job.
And part of the initial presentation, they studied the Mississippi Hotel, and it was described, two different students covered two different eras of that very large and imposing building on Bridge Street. And one was its creation back in the 1870s, and the second was maybe a little less respectable version of it in the 70s and 80s. And what was it? That was called Bikers and Bikers and Blue Bloods.
That's it, yeah, yeah. Yeah, one of the students, we had a tour of the Mississippi Hotel, and I mentioned that this used to be a big bar, and bikers would actually drive through the door, park at the bar, have a drink, watch the strippers. And you could see this guy's eyes light up. And that was what he chose to focus on. And actually, that's great because the people that were there at that time are still with us and remember it kind of fondly, strangely enough. And people like to hear about their own history and things they remember.